You want to go up to the library shift? Sorry, Jennifer Woodbury and Jim Fett.
I don't think, because last week somebody said they really couldn't hear you. Get a little closer.
Broadcasting live over the internet from the Humboldt County Chamber offices.
I can't even hear you. Try another one.
Microphone.
Test, test. Now I think I hear it. No?
I don't know.
Stand by as we are having.
Try a different mic. Try number.
Difficulties.
That one
on.
I hear. That one's on too.
It's on. Just.
I'm not hearing you though.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
All right, we'll switch mic.
All right, is that three or four?
Stuff that should have been done before we started the radio show.
Tap it again.
You had it on. There it is.
They've got them. You know what? They're moving, and they've got all the microphones.
Can you hear? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Good morning, and welcome to the library show.
Let's start again. Could you say the part where you like this song?
See, we started 2 minutes early, and it really shows, Jennifer. Right. I do like this song. This is Mike and the Mechanics. Before we start, why are you playing Mike and the Mechanics for Living Years?
Because I had no, last night. Remember, I said last night when we're leaving, I don't know what I'm going to play tomorrow. And sometime during dinner, Brian said something about every generation needs something to blame on the previous generation.
And this song.
This song
in
came
your head.
Into my mind. Yeah, and I was a fan. I wasn't a huge Genesis fan because I'm really not a Phil Collins fan, except for Sisudia.
I like Phil Collins except for Sisudia.
And but I like Mike and the Mechanics and Peter Gabriel.
Okay.
So
fair enough.
Yeah.
It's a good song. What was the Mike and the Mechanics had one other big hit?
All I Need Is a Miracle.
Right. Wow, you are a big fan. Good morning and welcome to the library show starring Jennifer Woodbury and Jim Thatch. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey, in the process of moving to a new location in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, we'll talk a little about Maker's Day. We had a planning meeting this morning about Maker's Day. A fun event that we have on March 20, what, Jennifer?
25th.
March 25th at the South County Branch and the North County Branch. And a lot of great things happening that day. We want to tell you all about them. Jennifer catches a tiger by the toe. And even though he hollered, she didn't let him go.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
What's new in your HCL account, including automatic renewal, new youth e-books, 2017 Winter Concert at NCB, Museum Pass Program, and much more. On today's library show, good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
So we're going to keep this song playing?
You want me to turn it off?
No, it's okay.
It's a long song.
It's not.
It's got like a minute and a half left.
Did it ever have a video on MTV?
Yeah.
Can you picture it?
He's in a graveyard. I'm watching it right now.
Oh, you're watching?
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Okay, so let's start off, as we always do, with some programs we have coming up this week at the Hunterdon County Library, starting with tonight. Tonight, Dr. Derek Roger will be at the North County Branch Library at 7 p.m. to talk about alternative, non-toxic cancer treatments that work and you don't know about them. Why? So this sounds like a unique program. There's four main causes of death in the U.S. are what, Jennifer?
Heart disease, cancer.
Are you reading the flyer?
No, I'm not. The flyer's folded in half. Heart disease, cancer. And there's only two ways you stop. You die. Either your brain stops or your heart stops.
Oh, really?
Most people die of heart.
That's the only way?
Pretty much. I mean, one or the other.
What if somebody cuts off? Can't you just bleed out?
Yeah, then your heart's going to stop.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right. The other two, Jennifer, were diabetes and Alzheimer's. This depressing start to the show.
Yeah, really?
Dr. Derek Roger will explain why this is happening and what you can do to prevent yourself from getting any of these diseases. So this is not just cancer treatments, Jennifer. This is all those treatments. He lost his sister to mainstream orthodox treatments used for cancer, and later, right after reading a report published in the Journal of Clinical Oncology, that chemotherapy, radiation, and hormone-blocking drugs fail 97% of the time. I don't know if that is still accurate. Do you, Jennifer? Or they just treat the disease. They don't cure it, obviously, because there's no cure for cancer.
Not really, no.
He decided to go back to school and become a naturopathic doctor. So that's what ND is, Jennifer.
Yes, I looked it up last week, but then I didn't want to interrupt you because you yelled
at me. Clinton Fleming-based practice, Second Opinion Non-Drug Health Solutions. He uses science-based, clinically verified, holistic medical nutrition and herbs. So, yes, holistic medicine is gaining quite the footing in the treatment of cancer and all these diseases. So if you want to learn more about this, if I really painted a picture for you, go to the North County Branch Library. Tonight, 7 p.m., the North County Branch is located at 65 Halstead Street in Clinton. And then this Saturday at the North County Branch Library, their winter concert series continues with European Romantic Era composers performed by violinist David Podols. He commemorates the magnificent European Romantic Era composers from years past. Travel with him through the Romantic Epoch. Hearing his... Is that how you pronounce that word?
Epoch. Epic?
I don't know. Hearing his violin evoking the veritable rapture that classical music creates, and celebrate the exquisite compositions that were so brilliantly crafted. So David Podols is an international...
How many times did you just use the word brilliant?
Once.
Only once it sounded like that.
So he's an internationally famous concert violinist, David Podols. We're lucky to have him at the North County Branch Library. This concert is free and open to the public, as are all our concerts. Once again, North County Branch Library is located at 65 Halstead Street in Clinton, and that is tonight, January 20. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's Saturday, January 21st at 2 p.m., David Podols. And then finally, next Tuesday? Is that finally? Yes, next Tuesday, the NCB Garden Club meets again. They'll be talking about making more plants. Learn about starting your own seedlings, clone cuttings, and utilizing the plantlets found within bulbs. Planting, pinching, transplanting, and hardening off are also discussed. Master Gardener Doc Green of the Rutgers Master Gardener Speakers Bureau will be presenting this talk. This is a drop-in event at the North County Branch Library. So feel free to come on by Tuesday, January 24th at 7 p.m. Do you ever do any of these things? Well, I know my wife, there's a family plant that we have. I forget what the name of it is, and we all have cuttings from it.
I was going to just tell, at first I was going to compliment you. I really like this picture.
I don't think I made this flyer.
Oh, no, probably not. considering the ADA disclaimer is incorrect. but I was going to say, back when we lived in Shrewsbury, my mother bought a Wandering Jew in Red Bank. And she paid what at that time, because it was back in the 70s, was an exorbitant amount. We probably ate macaroni and cheese all week. We have never bought another Wandering Jew since then. And you want Wandering Jews? I can give you a piece of Wandering Jew from the same
and
plant.
And just grow like weeds?
They grow like weeds. If it falls, like I have a plant in my office, and if some of it falls off, I just pick it up, stick it back in the dirt, and eventually it rejuvenates.
Is it a plant like good for ground cover? What is it good for?
I don't know if anybody. I don't know if it's hardy enough to be outside.
Oh, it's got
to
be an indoor.
I think so. You know, maybe in the summer out in a container. I've never seen it outside, but yeah. It has got long. You know, it's.
I should tell my wife about it. She may be interested, Jennifer.
I would be glad to.
My
mother would even.
Why is it called a Wandering Jew?
I don't know. I don't know the. And I've never seen it called anything else. So obviously it hasn't offended anyone in all these years. Would you like me to look that up for you? Because
if you'd like to. But let's not grind the library show to a halt
because
of this.
No, it doesn't take that long. It's a mythical... Where's the plant? The origin? It's got biblical...
That's the sound of the library show grinding to a halt.
It has biblical roots, if you were. Ha ha, you get it?
I do get it, Jennifer.
You know, I went to get a battery on Monday, and it was a really long, convoluted story. But when the and I was pretty sure it was just a battery, and the guy came out and said, it's a battery. I said, shocking, and he didn't get it.
Very subtle.
Yeah.
Very
subtle. It's a species of spiderwort. And spiderworts make nice... Spiderworts grow really well. I bet you have spiderwort in your backyard. They transplant very well. They're very green and leafy, and then they have these little, usually purple flowers.
Then why doesn't it have a prettier name than spiderwort? Doesn't sound very attractive.
I don't know.
Speaking of flowers, let's drive this back to the library. Did you know that the library has a seed library?
I did, and I do, and I saw that they were packing up seeds.
So what is, explain it to our listeners. What is a seed library?
You come and take some seeds. You don't check them out. You sign them out. And then you bring some seeds back, and they meet once a month. I guess they'll be starting some monthly meetings. And you
so what kind of vegetables, flowers, what kind of seeds?
I don't know what there is this year. We've had a couple seed libraries, seed companies donate last year's seeds. They won't donate 2 years ago, but they've donated some.
Do seeds have a shelf life?
They do. Although, frankly, and your wife will probably tell you this, you find some seeds, you throw them in the dirt and see what happens.
So sometimes they grow, sometimes they don't.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's a year, like is these typically companies are giving us seeds, they're still
Only a year old, yes, so they should be good. But they're not going to guarantee them because we're getting them for free. But there's a lot of herbs and there's a lot of vegetables.
Isn't there a special vault like in Sweden or Switzerland somewhere where they take species of all plants just in case there's like some disaster so they can repopulate them? They keep them in a very airtight or whatever kind of place. So if something ever happens, they can... they will never get wiped out. They'll be able to grow them again.
That would be a good idea.
I think it's actually a place, Jennifer.
Do you? It sounds reasonable.
You just have absolutely nothing over there today, do you?
I do, but it's not got nothing to do with seeds.
Does it have to do with libraries, hopefully?
It does, as a matter.
All right, well, let me hear it.
Well, why don't we wait until...
Oh, okay.
How did Mr. Church, how was that received? That was the movie we showed last week.
I think we had about 50 patrons.
Oh, that's good.
We're doing our state report. Actually, our 2015 annual report is on our webpage now. Is it on our webpage, Jennifer?
It is, and the typos have been corrected.
Okay. So on our webpage, if you'd like to see all the things we did during 2015, which are maybe you can...
Where you go to hclibrary.us, and across the top it says About Us. And then the first thing under there is annual report. I kind of thought she might put it on the front, but maybe not. We have a message from the director. We have some pictures of the walkway that was renovated in 2015. And then the new plantings that the Friends provided. We have some pictures of Knitters Unite.
Friends Book Club.
The
museum passes.
About our volunteers. Gingerbread houses, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Friends. A picture of Walter Hoshewski judging the annual photo show on the outdoor art show crowd, Maker's Day and Comic Fest, the New York North County Garden Show, a page about our programming, including our outdoor concert series, some exhibits, including an example of the Jim Thatch bookmark, some youth services, National Library Card Month, the Bookmobile, the Library Show Chamber radio that you're listening to right now, a semi-attractive picture, and about indie flicks.
And speaking of programs, this is 2016. We just did the numbers for the state report between the North County branch, the South County branch, and the main library. For adults, we did 215 programs, I believe, and almost 9,000 people attended those programs. For 2016, so I count that as a successful year.
Yes, at the bottom.
All these programs, of course, are free. They cost our patrons nothing.
Nothing. At the bottom of the annual report, it does sort of sum up our activities for 2015 for headquarters, North County, South County, Bookmobile. We had over 500,000 visitors to our libraries, over 67,000 computer sessions, over 930,000 items circulated, summer reading club, adult and children, over 21,000 books were read. Almost 19,000 people attended 618 programs, and that includes all our youth story times. Over 6,000 ebooks, audiobooks, magazines were downloaded and movie streamed, and 243 museum passes were used. So I'm pretty sure we can exceed some of those numbers for 2016.
So your library card is indeed a valuable asset. Jennifer.
It is.
So, just keep that in mind. Why don't we go to our first commercial break?
We sure will. Are we going to do Today in History?
We are.
Come back? All right. We will be right back.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jim Thatch, joined by Jennifer Winberry. It's time for Today in History. Time every week I ask Jennifer some questions about events that happened on this date, January 21st.
What?
January 19th. I'm sorry. I've got the Winter Concert on my mind. January 19th in years past. And also some people that were born or who have died on January 19th. In years past, see if Jennifer knows who they are just by... their names. I've spaced this thing all wrong, but
come on.
I'll get going. Okay, Jennifer. 1861 on this date. Georgia declares secession from the United States. How many other states had already seceded, and who were they? It'd be tough on you today.
The American Library Association is being held in Atlanta this weekend for midwinter meeting. Yes, I'm stalling for time. Virginia?
Four others seceded before them.
Virginia, North Carolina,
Virginia South. Is not correct. No. Virginia was like one of the last ones.
North Carolina, South Carolina.
North Carolina is correct. South Carolina is correct.
Yeah, Kentucky.
South Carolina, Florida, Mississippi, and Alabama.
I didn't realize Florida was a state, though.
Okay, Jennifer, in 1862, the very next year on this date, see, a lot happened in a year. Georgia just seceded, and in the year after, the Confederacy suffers its first significant defeat in the Civil War. At what battle?
Vicksburg.
It was much later in the war, Jennifer.
But I said it was such conviction.
I don't know. It's an obscure one. The Battle of Mill Springs.
Nope.
First big Union victory.
Doesn't trip off the tongue.
Okay, Jennifer, in 1937 on the date, Howard Hughes sets a new air record by flying from L.A. to New York City. And how long did it take him?
5 hours.
That's in the ballpark. It took him 7 hours, 28 minutes, and 25 seconds. How long does it take nowadays?
Probably 5 hours. They probably should have. Should have estimated a little higher.
Oh, it does take 5 hours.
Did you see
that?
Did you see the Aviator?
Yes,
I like that movie.
It's a good movie. Is it on our DVD collection?
Yes.
Yes. Leonardo DiCaprio, Kate Blanchett. Is that her name?
Yeah. There was another Howard Hughes movie recently, but I don't think it ever got into wide release. It looked really good.
1940, Jennifer, January 19th. You Nazi spy, the very first Hollywood film of any kind to satirize Adolf Hitler and the Nazis premieres. Who was the star? Or who were the stars? Who satirizes for the first time Adolf Hitler and the Nazi party?
How about Abbott and Costello?
You're on the right track.
Laurel and Hardy.
No.
The Three Stooges.
Very good. The Three Stooges, Jennifer. Okay. Mo played Hitler. Well, you can see that, right? Okay, and then finally, born or died on this. Oh, no, sorry. This is another event, Jennifer.
Okay.
1953, on January 19th, almost 72% of all television sets in the United States were tuned into I Love Lucy. What happened on that episode?
Is this the one where she had Ricky?
Very good. Lucy gave birth.
And that was the first cover of the TV Guide.
Really?
Ricky Ricardo, yeah, Little Ricky was the first. Little Ricky was the first.
He only had one kid.
Yeah.
Was that their real kid in real life?
I don't know. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Because he was on the Brady Bunch. Yeah. Desi Arnaz Jr. Yes.
But was Little Ricky Desi Arnaz Jr. in the show, or was it an actor?
He became an actor. I don't know.
No, I mean, Desi Arnaz Jr., I understand, is there.
I don't know.
But Desi Arnaz played Little Ricky on I Love Lucy.
I don't know. That's an interesting
I don't think he did, but I could be wrong. And then finally, Jennifer, 1981, January 19th, the United States and Iranian officials sign an agreement to release the American hostages after 14 months of captivity. How many hostages were there?
I don't remember, but I was sitting in biology class when I heard when the announcement came over they announced it.
I'll give you within five either way.
35.
52.
Okay.
Okay, born on this date, Jennifer, in 1807, Robert E. Lee.
He was a Confederate general. What else would you like to know?
That's good enough. The great Robert E. Lee. Arlington Cemetery was built on his estate. Somehow... I mean, I think he was the main reason the South was able to last so long in the Civil War. If he had not been from Virginia, had been from Pennsylvania or something like that, I think the Civil War wouldn't have lasted that long, Jennifer.
Keith Thibodeau played Little Ricky as he grew up on.
Gotcha. 1923, Jennifer Jean Stapleton was born?
She was Edith Bunker.
Very good. I can't think of anything else.
She did some serious acting.
There was some serious acting on.
No, but she did some like drama movies, I think.
1943, Janis Joplin.
She
was born.
A folk singer. I know one song.
I didn't say it. I thought it though. Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz?
Me and
Bobby McGee.
Oh, yeah, complete blank.
Okay, 1944, Shelley Fabre was born.
She's a movie actress.
Mm-hmm.
She was on Coach.
Very good.
Was she Nanette Fabre's daughter?
Possibly. She's also famous. She had a
TV variety show?
She had a... Yeah, back, but she was also a singer and had a number one hit.
Johnny Angel.
Very good. How'd you know that? Where'd that come from?
I have no idea.
1958, Thomas Kinkade was born.
1958. Oh, he's that painter. He does the winter scenes with the lights and the
That's the key word. He's the painter.
And there's a mall
light,
store
Jennifer.
In the mall and... Ugh.
He died, actually.
And there's a series of books based on... Oh,
I know, yes. My daughter, who's an artist, is not very fond of
it. You're an artist also. I don't know. I don't like nice...
2007, Jennifer. Denny Doherty died.
Denny?
Good luck if you get this one.
Doherty.
But I know who it is.
Well, how do you know who he is?
Because he's one of the singers of the Mamas and the Papas. Do you know all their hits, Monday, Monday, and stuff like that? He was singing.
Monday, Monday. And there was a song they did because Mama Cass was having an affair with somebody.
Incorrect. But you're on the right track. So the Mamas Papas were John Phillips.
John Phillips wrote the song.
John Phillips wrote the song because his
wife was having an affair.
His wife was a Mama Cass. She was Michelle Phillips.
Oh, Michelle Phillips.
Was having an affair with Denny Doherty.
Yes.
So he wrote this number one song and made Denny Doherty sing it. It was called I Saw Her Again Last Night. Great
See?
Revenge. That was very good.
You like them?
I liked it. You were close.
I was close. Right church, wrong pew. The story of my life.
2008, Jennifer, finally, Suzanne Pleshette died.
Oh, again, she's one of those people that she's an actress, and I'm not going to be able to tell you what she's
I thought you would have got this one. Classic 1970s sitcom.
Like a Mary Tyler Moore kind of thing?
Mm-hmm. I think it might have been on right after Mary Tyler Moore.
Rhoda? No.
It's a spinoff of Mary Tyler
Moore. I know. Maude? I don't know.
The Bob Newhart Show.
Oh.
Did you ever watch that, where he's the psychologist?
No.
You'd never watch the Bob?
No. I watched a couple of the newer ones. But
classic
no.
show, Jennifer, starring Bob Newhart. Hmm. All right, and that's what I have for today in history. You did fairly well. You're always right around. You're always buzzing right around the hive. Sometimes you don't get that honey.
Yeah,
though.
I'm not quite there. So
trying to make up allegories as we're speaking.
You're doing okay.
Okay, now so you have absolutely nothing. You are stalling for time over there.
She was also married to Tom Poston. I'm not stalling for time.
She was married to Tom Poston.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Poston was in Bob Newhart's next. A sitcom called Newhart.
Yeah, that's one I've seen. She was also in The Birds. Yeah.
One of the great sitcom endings of all time was Newhart. Do you remember?
It was. They woke up and it was all a dream.
Right, and he was next to Suzanne Pleshette in bed from his previous sitcom.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
That was hilarious.
That is good. All right, so I get a lot of listservs and get entirely too many. And this one came from, there's one called LitHub, and it searches the web each day for interesting literary stories. And this one was on tinhouse.com. Tin House is a literary magazine. And you're going to have to show some interest in this one or it's going to be boring.
I'm not even talking to the microphone.
You're not. They ran a column on January 10th. Ask a librarian, what's the strangest thing you found in a library book?
Squirrel.
No. Do you remember the squirrels last year? The day we were collecting the gingerbread houses, there were baby squirrels outside, and they were crawling up people's legs. It was dreadful. It was just...
I wasn't there for that.
You were lucky. So in Claire Fuller's Swimming Lessons, which comes in February, Ingrid writes letters to Gil about the truth of their marriage, then hides them in used books from their library. Carefully collected over the years, these books are filled with left-behind photographs, postcards, and letters, bail slips, receipts, handwritten recipes, and drawings, Valentines and tickets, sympathy cards, excuse notes to teachers, bits of paper with which he could piece together other people's lives, other people who had read the same book, he had held and marked their place. So inspired by this, Tin House went to the experts in unexpected ephemera and well-loved books, librarians, and asked them to tell them the most interesting things they found in the book. So some of these are their favorite things. Do you put things in books that you own, like newspaper clippings?
I don't really read books, Jennifer.
Thank you for sharing that, Jim. I love buying books that have things in them. I bought a book one time that had someone's Amazon receipt. It came from the UK, and then I looked up this person, and she was...
You don't care what the book's about? You just buy because something's in it?
No, not necessarily. I mean, it was a book that I was considering buying, but the thing that pushed me over the edge was that there was this woman's receipt in there with her name and address. And I looked her up, and she was a socialite in Manhattan. And it fascinated me why she had chosen this book to read.
Did you ever see the movie Serendipity?
No.
I wonder if that's in our collection. Here's your DVD alert for the day because it reminds me of this because, Jennifer.
Because, Jim.
So he meets, this is a gentleman getting married, actually meets a gentleman who's engaged. He's out shopping for Christmas or something, and he meets a girl in a store. And they kind of hit it off, and they kind of hang out for a little while. So they decide.
We do have it.
We do. Mm-hmm. So, he's like making him second guess his thing because I guess he's not completely in love with the person he's marrying. But they decide to leave it to fate. So they part, saying she puts her phone number in a book and then sells the book at like a used bookstore or something like that. So if the book comes, the universe wants them to get together, the book will come back to them. And he puts his number on a $5 bill or something like that, and they send it out. And then once they part, this guy realizes he's made a mistake. This is a girl for him. So he's looking for it, or looking for that book, or looking for her, trying to, and eventually he finds the book.
Nice.
That's pretty good, actually. John Cusack, are you a fan of his work?
He actually kissed my sister once.
Of course he did.
The nun.
How is that?
Because his father was buried from her parish, and she was one of the, I don't know, liturgists or something at the, and he gave her a kiss.
That's nice of him.
John and Joan Cusack.
Not a very passionate kiss, I'm guessing.
No. It was just a, you know, thank you very much. Yes. Yeah. So that was her precious faith. So, what do you think are some of the things that were found in library books across the country?
The Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? No. Bartow, and unfortunately they do not have the states these count, these libraries are in. The Bartow County Library System found a taco, perfectly preserved and pressed like a flower in the middle of a book. I can't even imagine the mess that must have been. This one, the next one is sort of like the serendipity story. I'm a first-generation immigrant from Russia. My senior year of college, at least the last seminar of it, I had to write, semester of it, I had to write a senior thesis. I'd gotten permission to write a historical fiction, a creative piece, but one that would demonstrate my impressive researching skills. So I chose to write about Soviet-era Russia, primarily the politics and religion oppression that existed. I was very familiar with this topic, having arrived in the U.S. as refugees due to the fact that our family was persecuted for our religious beliefs. I scoured the internet for books on this topic. I had to dedicate an entire bookshelf to these books. One little book called Konshabai, A True Story of Persecuted Christians in the Soviet Union by George Vins. George Vins is a big name in our community. He had been expelled from Russia along with a few other dissidents in 1979 in exchange for two Soviet spies. As I flipped through this very humble book, I landed on a page of photographs. One of them, I noticed three familiar faces: my grandmother, my grandfather, and my uncle. My grandfather served 4 3-year sentences for a total of 12 years. I don't know why she had to include that, just in case, you know, we're math challenged, in the Soviet prisons for his involvement in the Baptist Church. My uncle served 3, and her uncle had just died. And so it was a really treasured picture that she was able to find pictures of these relatives.
It's amazing.
Somebody found a sealed stamped letter in an envelope, and the person mailed it. I think I would have stuck it in another envelope and said, let me know how this works out or what's going on. Sonogram pictures of babies developing. Use it as a bookmark for you. A piece of bologna. 3 people found bologna. This one the director must not have been happy about. A patron found a handwritten note, which he took to be a threat on the life of then Vice President Al Gore. He reported it to the FBI, and members of the Secret Service showed up at the director's office. In divorce papers, a Pop-Tart, French fries, a marijuana leaf, uncooked bacon. 2 people have found raw bacon. And $30. $100. When I called the most recent patron, she wasn't home, but respecting, her husband took the call. Respecting privacy, I simply said, we have something at the front desk that she may have left in a book. And he said, has she been using cash as a bookmark again? And paychecks, used lottery tickets. A note that said, it's hard interrupting a donkey. They hit everything. My only neighbor excludes y'all. Never open water with heat around torches. Same code as always, I'm counting on you. Write me back in the book, Reusing Old Graves by Douglas Davies. I figured out it stood for, I hid the money, now what? A registration visitor from the county jail. A Kraft single, like a slice of cheese. Pickle slices. A whole cooked shrimp. A pregnancy test. And a small cleaver. We've never found
it. I don't know how you can fit some of those in a book without noticing it's in a book.
I know. Well, I don't know. They did.
What about at the Hunterdon County Library was the most interesting thing? I found a Bermuda money once.
Did you?
A dollar bill from Bermuda.
Oh, that's kind of neat. In one of our bookmarks?
Yeah.
When I was a shelver in high school, and I would find bookmarks, and I would just collect them and hang on to them. And one day I was, years later after I was married, I was cleaning out the bookmarks. One of the bookmarks was a bookmark my husband had left in the book before I knew him.
Is that right? How did you figure that out?
Because it was addressed to him on the back from a friend of his, a former friend of his.
Very interesting.
Yeah. That was kind of neat.
We're a little past halfway through the show. Let me give you another update on the weather. Got partly cloudy skies and around 50 degrees today. Tomorrow, looks like we're going to get some rain around late afternoon, early evening. Not a lot, but some. And then Saturday looks like the best day in a while. 54 degrees on Saturday and partly cloudy skies. And then, like Jennifer mentioned, we're going to get what appears to be some kind of nor'easter coming in Sunday afternoon through Monday, and then heading out on Tuesday. So hopefully you have no outdoor plans for those. The temperatures will be in the mid to upper 40s, so it looks like it'll be just rain and no snow or ice chance. As of right now, that is, Jennifer. We know how quickly the temperature changes around here. We've had a few examples already this winter. And then the rest of next week looks beautiful. Temperatures in the upper 40s and 50s with partly cloudy skies. So Jim Gannot at 12 noon will be in after us with his show Taking Care of Business. But we still have some business to take care of. Including, I got trivia pulled up if you want to play some trivia.
Oh, sure.
It's up to you, Jennifer.
I would love to.
So I prepare. I try to do things to please you.
By the way, I'm being held up, being blackmailed, to get these Girl Scout troop to possibly participate in Maker's Day. She wants me to buy Girl Scout cookies.
Done deal. That's not blackmail. That's just good business. Really? They do it if we buy cookies?
I know. Flemington Public also invited them. I don't know. I always buy like $20 because it's easy.
I'll buy some.
Okay.
I'm in.
Okay.
Okay, Jennifer, you said you want to play some trivia.
I do.
All right. We'll play the daily game, and then maybe we can play some themed. I don't know. We can play trivia the rest of the thing if we want. Eagle had the first round of trivia last night.
Yeah, I wish
you
had brought some.
You can also always come, Jennifer.
I know I can.
That we'll be doing it the next two Wednesdays at Lone Eagle Brewery starting at 6:30. Jennifer, you'd have a great time. One of the categories I did last night were famous first lines of books. It'd been right up your alley. You would have gotten 10 out of 10.
All right, I'll bring that one next week.
You would get 10 out of 10.
Bring it next week and I'll get 10 out of 10.
One of them was, here's a question.
Okay.
So the category was fruit. Some kind of fruit had to be in the answer, like name a vehicle that has, I can't remember the exact wording, that malfunctions.
Lemon.
Is a lemon, right. So that's the kind of thing. Okay, this was one of the questions. How did FDR describe the day before in his speech on December 8th, 1941?
Plum?
Why?
I don't know.
What did he say in his speech?
It was a day that would live in infamy.
Okay. Incorrect. A date.
Date that would live in infamy. Well,
and date is the fruit.
Oh. Oh, very good. Very clever.
Most people missed it because of that.
Very clever. Think,
I could hear people saying a date that lived in infamy. They didn't realize a date was a fruit.
I'm thinking he did a speech before. Never mind. Okay.
December 7th, 1941.
Very clever.
A date which will live in infamy. There you go.
Very clever.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Jennifer, who gave us all in the movie Happy Gilmore? Who was the actor?
Oh, I have no idea. Adam Sandler, I don't know.
That is correct.
Really?
Very good. One of these men, Jennifer, was a Serbian scientist, but is widely thought of as Croat.
Croat?
Croat? Is that what I said?
I don't know.
He is famous for his revolutionary developments in electromagnetism and for his eccentricities. Who is it? Roman Polanski, Franciscus Patricius, Nikola Tesla, Vladimir Putin.
Let's say Tesla.
In which nonsense poem might you read of Slithy Toves, the Frumious Bandersnatch, and the Jub-Jub Bird?
Is Jabberwocky a choice?
Jabberwocky is a choice, Jennifer.
Is the owl in the pussy? No.
While Neil Sedaka sings Happy Birthday, the Crests light the appropriate number of candles.
16.
Jennifer is on a serious roll. The 1978 sequel to the famous book and film Love Story starred Ryan O'Neill and as Oliver Barrett the Fourth. What was it called?
Love Story. Was it Oliver's Story?
That's one of the choices.
Yeah,
what
it's
was
Oliver's Story?
What is Whitney Houston's star sign? She was born on August 9th, 1963. You know the star signs.
My mother's and brother.
My
mother's
100-point question last night where you had to get 10 out of the 12 birthstones. Would you have been able to do that?
Mm-hmm.
You might have won last night.
Diamond, ruby, pearl, opal, sapphire.
Well, we're being timed on this
amethyst
thing, by the way.
All right, keep going and all.
What was Andrew's profession before following Jesus?
Was he a fisher?
Fisherman's a choice.
What are the other two choices?
Tax collector, shepherd, tent maker.
It's a fisher.
This man was known as the 14th Earl of Derby and also the forgotten Prime Minister. What was his name? Edward Smith Stanley, David Cameron, Tony Blair, Margaret Thatcher.
Who was the first one?
Edward Smith Stanley.
It's either him or...
Okay, you got to give me something.
Take him.
Shiloh, Gettysburg, and Antietam are related to what event?
Civil War.
What is another name for the dot above the letter I called?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know.
What are the choices?
Tittle, quill, period, islet, or islet.
I don't know.
It's a tittle, Jennifer.
Really? Yes. I never knew that.
Which gas is probably most commonly associated with the smell of rotten eggs?
Sulfur.
Hydrogen sulfide? Is that your choice?
Yes.
How did the Bulldogs get their name? Because they look like characters of John Bull, because they were used for bull baiting, because their heads look like bulls or bowls, because they were used to guard cattle.
Cattle? I don't know.
Which country is heavyweight boxer Vitaly Klitschko from? Japan, Ukraine, Mongolia, Brazil?
Ukraine.
What major American city known as the Motor City, Jennifer?
Detroit.
American usage. Which of these spellings does not occur? And I'm just going to skip that one. This boy's name also means to put on things like clothes.
Don.
A city called titled Beatles One includes many hits from the group. How many hit tracks were included? Good Lord.
Yeah, you have to answer that.
22, 25, 27, 30. It's not 30. Let's say 22. A painful ache around the frontal and lateral parietal lobes is often called the what?
Headache.
Abdabs, megrim, bezoans, or tapnosis?
Migraine.
Which one? There's no migraine.
The migraine. It's because it's a British based.
You might have heard of the Ode on a Grecian Urn or of Grecian formula, but what does Grecian actually describe?
Give me a hint.
Something that's grayish green. Something from Grecia. Something Greek. None of the above.
None of the above.
It's not Grecian Urn. Isn't Greek?
All right, say Greek. I don't think it is, but go ahead.
Okay. Which of these is or was a brand of chewing gum in the USA? Ranger Joe, Peppermint Power, Blackjack, and Minto.
Blackjack.
How do you think you did?
16.
You knew Happy Gilmore was Adam Sandler. You knew Nikola Tesla was the Serbian scientist. You knew Jabberwocky was the Jub-Jub bird. You knew that the Cress sang about 16 candles. You knew that Ryan O'Neill started an Oliver story. You knew that Whitney Houston was a Leo. You knew that Andrew was a fisherman. You knew that Edward Smith Stanley was the forgotten prime minister. You knew that Gettysburg was part of the Civil War. You knew that a tittle was before the letter I. You knew that hydrogen sulfide was a gas that smells like rotten eggs. You did not know that a bulldog were used for bull baiting. You didn't know Ukraine was where Boxer Vitaly was from. You didn't know Detroit is a motor city. You did know Don means to put clothes on. There were 27 songs on the Beatles' one CD. Migraine or migraine was correct as the painful ache. Something Greek was correct in Ode to a Grecian Urn. And blackjack was a gum, Jennifer.
We did pretty well.
Yep. 17 out of 19.
All right. Well, I've got 9 birthstones, so why don't we go to the last commercial break, and I will try and come up with the last 1 to 3 while we're going.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the Library Show, where Jennifer Winberry got 10 of the 12 birthstones as requested, and Jim Thatch supplied the last two. Diamond, ruby, pearl, opal, sapphire, amethyst, peridot, garnet, emerald. I pulled citron out at the last minute, and then he informed me I missed topaz and turquoise.
But very good for just being by yourself, where in trivia at Lone Eagle, you play in teams, Jennifer.
It was a pleasure to burn.
Like you and Brian, and you could bring in Morgan. You'd pick her up, bring in Morgan, and who else do you go? Used to go to your trivia nights with?
No, we used to go alone. We wiped them up, let me tell you.
Oh, just by yourself?
Oh, so yeah.
Then maybe you do it here, too. I'd like you to come because there is a team there that's very good.
Are they? All right. So I don't know if they're on the website yet or not, and you're going to be printing them today. We have some staff picks. New to foreign films, try a few of our Hunterdon County Library staff picks.
Remind me of that. I'll do try to do first thing. Well, I'm not eating lunch today. So.
All right. Well, it's in your email, so you should.
Yeah, I know. I saw it. I just should have printed it right off the bat. Because it's buried now in other emails.
So we've just separated out our foreign film collection, and they have labels on them that say foreign film. the criteria we chose, so no phone calls, please, that we don't have the British or Australian films separated, is the soundtrack not in English, and we any form of English. And then we asked our staff members what they would like, and it really didn't need a period after that, but that's all right. Some of their staff members, some of their favorite films. We have Amelie, a whimsical yet sheltered Parisian waitress who has had minimal human contact, develops her own niche in the world by secretly helping others. And that was Academy Award nominated. Have you ever seen a foreign film?
Have I ever seen a foreign film?
Mm-hmm.
Odds are yes. You mean one with subtitles?
Uh-huh. Or one, because some of them have dual soundtracks now, the DVDs, and you could switch to.
I can't remember off the top of my head, Jennifer.
No. Il Postino from 1994 was very, you remember hearing
it's
about
it
that? That was, again, it was an Academy Award winner. A postman who delivers mail to the poet Pablo Neruda is in love with a beautiful woman. Too shy to tell her, he enlists Neruda's help with revealing his feelings for her through poetry. Sort of an Italian take on Cyrano de Bergerac. Tin Drum, 1979, imagine based on the book of Gunther Grass, an Academy Award winner. This classic film tells the story of a little boy who refuses to grow up past the age 3 in a world that makes no sense to him. Also, for streaming independent films, try InstantFlix, hclibrary.us/digital collections, and it has over 8,000 shorts, features, documentaries, and series from 85 countries, 2,500 film festivals, and top film schools. So that's a good free way to get some extra movies. And we also have some foreign TV series. Do you ever watch any of those besides the, like the Britcoms?
The Britcoms, oh brother, no.
No. Yeah, and we have Beck, which is from Sweden. Commissioner Beck and his eccentric partner investigate murders in the flawed social structure of Stockholm. Boren from Denmark, a political drama about the first female prime minister of Denmark, her rise to power and how it changes her. A French village from guess where?
A French village from guess where?
Guess what country it's from?
France.
France, very good.
Oh.
Oh my goodness.
They wanted me to guess the village.
No. A blockbuster drama that chronicles the impact of World War II on a small village in central France. Henning Mankell's Wallander, Sweden. Henry Mankell is a crime writer. This version of Henry Mankell's Wallander series stars Krister Heinrichsen as the brooding Kurt Wallander, a fiercely dedicated detective with a brilliant knack for reading crime scenes. This series is the most popular Scandinavian import in the English-speaking series since in the English-speaking world since IKEA, according to the New York Times. And then Spiral, also from France's police and legal drama set in Paris, follows the lives and the work of the police officers, lawyers, judges who work at the Police de Justice. So these lists will be shortly available on our website if they already aren't. And then you can search the library catalog and check them out.
Awesome. What time is it? I don't know. My clock isn't working.
It's 11:53. That sounded kind of boring.
No, as I say, I could sneak in one more trivia game. I'll give you a choice of topics and
okay.
You pick.
All right.
Between movies, U.S. history, people, E to K, whatever that means.
This is like playing Pyramid.
How about one of those?
Okay.
Which one?
Well, let's try movies.
Movies?
Yes.
There'll be 10 questions.
Okay.
Oh, you're going to hope there's some movies that were from way back?
Yep.
What actor played the voice of the donkey in Shrek?
Yeah,
Eddie Murphy. What 1975 blockbuster Jaws, what famous line did Chief Brody say to Quint after seeing the shark for the first time? This one's go quick, as I say. You're going to need a bigger boat. Richard Dean Anderson plays Jack O'Neill, the central character in the most seasons of Stargate SG-1, who plays Jack O'Neill in the original motion picture version. I think it's Kurt Russell. Who actor starred in, well, these are hard, in the swashbuckler movie The Seahawk in 1940? It's got to be Errol Flynn.
No, I know
Reese
that.
Reese Witherspoon and Josh Lucas starred in a romantic comedy involving the Yellowhammer State. What was the name of this film?
Yellowhammer State. I've never heard that nickname.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Really?
Which of these films starred Natalie Portman as a ballerina obsessed with the lead role in Swan Lake?
Are there choices?
Black Swan, Swan Lake Massacre, Swan Wars, Killarina.
Black Swan.
Known for her eyes in a song, what famous actress?
Betty Davis.
I think that's going to be Jezebel, Whatever Happened to Baby Jane?
Betty Davis. I didn't even need the song.
Which fictional cowboy character created by Clarence Mulford was portrayed by actor William Boyd in 66 movies between 1935 and 1948?
Who was the author?
Mulford. Cassidy. Doc Holliday?
Let's say Doc Holliday.
Doc Holliday. Mm. Released in 1957, which 1958 Best Picture winning film starred Alec Guinness and was based on a novel by French author Pierre Bouilly, Planet of the Apes? On the Waterfront, Gigi, Bridge on the River Kwai, Ben-Hur.
Who starred in it?
Alec Guinness. Ben Kenobi.
What was this? I don't know.
57.
Edgar Burroughs wrote Planet of the Apes.
Which of these actors never made a silent film? Jennifer, Charlie Chaplin, Rudolph Valentino, Paul Kelly, or James Dean?
James Dean. It's probably Paul Kelly, though.
The answers, Jennifer. I got them all right.
Shocking.
It was James Dean. You were correct. It was On the Waterfront. No, it was Bridge Over the River Kwai with Alec Guinness.
I didn't hear that was a choice.
I didn't say it. No, I did say it.
I didn't hear it. I missed it.
So that was kind of hard, wasn't it? We actually did pretty good, though. All right, what time is it now, Jennifer?
Now it is 11:56, and I think I hear Jim Gano out in the hallway.
Oh, sounds good.
So maybe this will be the last time we'll be coming to you from the CenturyLink building. Stay tuned.
We'll be on Main Street, Flemington.
Any day now. Thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Let me first express our thoughts and prayers on behalf of the president-elect and myself for President Bush and Barbara. They're on the hearts of every American.
Vice President-elect Mike Pence giving an unannounced briefing to reporters a short time ago and leading off with that thought about George H.W. Bush and his wife Barbara as the former president and first lady remain hospitalized in Houston because of some breathing problems. Pence then gave this update on the president-elect's cabinet picks.
As of this morning's announcement for our Secretary of Agriculture, all 21 cabinet nominees have been named.
Donald Trump nominating former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue to be the next ag chief. The U.S. bombing suspected ISIS camps in Libya. Defense officials say it's believed those camps were destroyed early today. This is USA Radio News.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.